Well, if you can't take it, make sure you're here every Saturday night. HOH, also known as House of Hair, with the lead singer of that band, Dee Snider. All your favorite 80s metal. He does it each and every Saturday night here on the river. It is the Dog and Joe Show. More rounds of Lickus and Wing coming up. Plus, we'll get you qualified for the Harley. We've always said there's only one thing that can kill Ozzy. What is it?
Oh, Ozzy.
Yes.
I was like, God, what? What could take him out? I mean, so much has tried.
Yes, the only thing that can kill Ozzy is Ozzy.
Yep.
Now in a bombshell interview, Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon. Sharon's come out and told the Telegraph that Ozzy, not only did he have one liaison, not only did he sleep with one woman, the hairdresser, he had five others
that he's
had sex with. She said there wasn't just one woman, there were six of them. And I quote, some effing Russian teenager, then a masseuse in England, our masseuse out here in L.A., and our cook, she continued. He had women in different countries. Basically, she said, if you're a woman, giving Ozzy a back rub or a trolley of food, God help you. So, she knows about this.
Wow.
And this coming after Mother's Day, where they celebrated 35 years of marriage. You remember, she kicked him out of the house when she first found out about the hairdresser. And then she let him back in the house, and now she says it's made them stronger. Sharon says now, after learning about Ozzy's liaisons, it's a deeper love now because I respect him so much. She told this to the Telegraph. She went on to say he's really worked at being a better person for his family. Now, I just want to say for the guys out there who think not having only one side piece, but a total of six side pieces, can strengthen your marriage, you are wrong.
Oh,
that is wrong.
Anyone out there who takes anything at all that Ozzy has done in his life and then tries to do it in their life is wrong.
It's all wrong. Yeah, don't do what Ozzy does and certainly don't do what Ozzy has done. And let me add this. Sharon, I doubt, would be with anyone or stay with anyone that did the things that Ozzy has done if the person wasn't Ozzy. She stays with him because they've got some weird bonded vampire-coated blood. I don't know what the hell keeps him together. And, oh, yeah, he's worth, like, more than $220 million. That's what keeps him strong.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't think that Sharon doesn't make money either. She's got her own show, and she does stuff, too.
Yeah, but she makes $1 million a year hosting The View. That's good bread, but it's bread that Ozzy's already baked and buttered for. If she was, say, I don't know, Sharon Jenkins, no one would care. She wouldn't have anything. She would just be some, forgive me, annoying British broad. That's what she would be without Ozzy.
Oh, I mean, you don't think that she would be the Sharon Osbourne we know today without Ozzy?
Well, no, I don't, because without Ozzy, her last name wouldn't be Osbourne.
Okay.
Her dad was a big famous band manager that started out managing Black Sabbath. That's how she met Ozzy. Could she have gone on and done something in rock and roll? Possibly. But she would not have been or become the Sharon Osbourne that we know today. I want to go back to what she said. She respects him so much. Okay, she kicked him out of the house, but she says they now have a deeper love and a bigger bond. She respects him so much. So now I go to Dana. Dana, why do women stay with men that cheat? Because we asked you this one time before, a ways back, and we asked you, what if Kenny did that to you, even though you're not legally married? And you said, oh, man. I'm paraphrasing. You said that you would probably stay with him if that happened.
I think part of it is love, and then part of it is just sometimes realizing why they cheated. I don't know. To me, it's really hard to explain. It's a very weird gray area, and I don't know if I could actually forgive somebody if it happened to me, because thankfully it hasn't.
But you're thinking that you might be able to.
Well, and I don't think that Kenny ever would. But I have family members that have gone through this pretty recently, and they chose to stay with their spouses. And I think about it, and I think that it's not as black and white as people think. And I also have this opinion that we as mammals are not truly monogamous.
You think that mammals like to run around? And I've seen studies on that where it's almost...
So that's kind of where I'm coming from with that.
Okay.
I think that there are plenty of people who are capable of being completely monogamous, but I think that
it goes
you have to fight
our,
your nature a little
bit. 766-9370. I don't want to put anyone on blast or yell at anyone. Joe, you know me. There's not a lot of gray in my life. It's either black or it's white. But I know what Dana's saying. 766-9370. I want to talk to the women out there who have stayed. And the question's easy. Why? I'm trying to figure it out because I read stuff like this and I see these celebrities that go through this and, you know, they have an easier time because there's more women and money involved. Why do women stay or men after someone has cheated on you? Because I don't get it, because that is, again, for an Aussie reference, the ultimate sin. I was taught when you get married, you stay married, you don't cheat, you can't do it, you're not going to get away with it. It's not the way you do things. You cannot sleep with another woman. It's totally off limits.
Well, there was no cheating in my actual marriage, but I did have a girlfriend cheat on me before.
Yeah.
And I didn't stay with her.
Yeah.
For the simple fact of I can't get the image out of my head.
Of her being with someone else.
Of another man being with your woman. I mean, I just can't get the image. No matter what I would do, no matter how sexually attracted I was to her or however much I thought I loved her or cared about her, that image would not leave my head.
So every time you thought about her or you being with her, you saw or thought of another dude.
Yeah, and that killed it for me.
766-9370, mainly for the women, because I want to figure out why it is they've stayed. And guys, too. Why do you do it? Does the love conquer all? All things? I mean, because if it does, and you think about what Sharon's saying, and this is rough on her end, because women are going to attack her, too. They're going to say, how could you feel more respected? How could you go on record of saying that he's a better person for betraying you and busting your marriage up and going out behind your back? How could that make him better?
How could that make him more loving?
I mean, really? So, yeah.
He loved me so much. He slept with six other women.
Yeah, because he's better for it now.
Yeah, because he just really loved me. How does that make sense in anyone's head? I mean, to each their own. I would never try and judge for what anyone has done to get through their relationship problems. But for me personally, that does not signify someone loving you more.
Or is it old school in the utmost commitment of a marriage that you can weather any storm? Does it truly say that they are supposed to be together and they have a higher, deeper love than other married couples because they can weather anything?
No way. I mean, I don't think
so. I'm just asking.
If I was even sleeping with someone that was sleeping with someone else, that's enough for me. I mean, I'm not good. That's like sharing. Could you share?
You don't mean Osborne, you mean sharing.
Yeah, not sharing.
Yeah.
Think about going back into the dating pool. So you don't even really have a legitimate, like, marriage or one-on-one thing, but you're sleeping with them.
Okay.
And you know they're sleeping with someone else.
Yeah.
Would you be all right with that?
I'm not married.
You're not married.
Oh, I'm just dating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you brung.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you got your woman coming over on a Monday.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then on Tuesday, she's going to go off with Brad.
Okay.
Okay? Then on Wednesday, she's going to come back to you.
So when she's off with Brad, though, on Tuesday, could I have, like, say, Sharon? Could I have, say, like, Martha? Could I have someone coming to my house on Tuesday?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's fair in love and war is what's fair in love and war. But, yeah. I mean, so that would be all right with you, just swapping around sex like that.
Oh, yeah. I've been married 22 years. Yeah, there's a lot of that I could overlook. You betcha. You betcha.
I cannot.
766-9370. I'd like to hear from the ladies. What is it that makes you stay? And because I know that a lot of women out there are going to agree with her and what she said, and I'm just trying to understand how.
You're a rotten animal.
And why. Ira, welcome.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi there. Sure.
So I'm not a lady who would stay, definitely not. I think that everybody has their own line that they draw, and when it's crossed, you know, you react different when a situation like this comes up. But, you know, I understand one of the callers had mentioned, you know, it's in, you know, like mammals and, you know, it's in character. Sometimes people do stray, but, you know, what about the vows that you take? What about the love for the other person and the respect that you have for them? Once you cross that line, that's it.
Answer me this, because I'm thinking about this. Do the people in a marriage that cheat, do they kind of know before they do it that they'll probably be forgiven?
Oh, damn, that's a good question.
I think some of them do. I think some of them do. I think there are a lot of women out there. Like I said, everybody, every woman, every person has their own line that you could cross.
And, I just wonder, because in a relationship that's been bonded for 35 years, as Sharon and Ozzy have been, I've been married 22, my wife knows what is expected from me, and she knows what I'll try to get away with, as I do with her, or what, we know the bull crap from the real. And I just wonder if a majority of these people that cheat in these long-term relationships or marriage know that they can pull it out that far. They have this hope that they can weasel their way out or talk the other person back into letting them back in the house or in the bed. It's like they know they can get away with it, or they think that they can overpower that person and master them into forgiving them.
Yes, I think you're right. I think in some cases, yes. I think they do know that they can get away with it, and they know that the other person's not going to leave.
Because here's the thing, Sharon could easily go out, and she could find some Hollywood mogul or older actor or someone.
Didn't she cheat on Ozzy?
I think years and years ago, yeah. I think when they were young and she said she was on cocaine and they were doing a lot of drugs, then they matured and they grew up past that.
That's fair then.
I guess so. And here's the thing. If Ozzy's done this six times in his later days, what was he doing back with Randy Rhoads and back with Geezer Butler?
Who knows? Maybe they weren't even human. Who knows what that guy was getting himself into?
Yeah, I mean, if you've done it six times and he confessed to it, how many dragon slayings occurred on the road?
I have trouble even imagining that Ozzy could perform. I mean, I want you to think about the Osbournes TV program.
Yeah, yeah.
He's out there sputtering and muttering and throwing ham hocks over the fence at his neighbors and the way he was carrying on. I mean, I can't even imagine that he is throwing it down in the sheets.
The kids even said he couldn't hit the toilet when he went to the bathroom, and they weren't talking about number one.
Oh, weren't they?
On the show.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
The kids said that Ozzy, your dad, had his own bathroom because he could not aim. And it didn't matter if he was standing or sitting, Ozzy could not aim.
Ooh, yucky.
And I know for the women out there, you know, to have that kind of conquest, Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, wow, that name, you know, etched into the headboard's cool. But let's look at Ozzy and let's think about what that rendezvous would entail.
I mean, is he the one? I mean, he's probably just doing what Leo does, right? Leo DiCaprio. He probably just lays there. He doesn't. His arms and legs and whatnot.
Show me your hands.
They don't work right.
He's
anymore.
Like a marionette, yeah. You know, when he's not on something or when he's not being pushed by Sharon. He's like a dead puppet, really.
It's really weird.
Stephanie, welcome. What's up?
Good morning. I heard your comments about what makes you stay and what has made me stay as I was divorced. I was in a rotten marriage for about 17 years.
Okay, hang on. Were you cheated on?
I don't know. I was abused. That was enough to make me leave.
Okay. So you were physically abused?
Mentally and somewhat. But either way, he was a jerk. And I got my head clear about in my 30s. And I'm telling you, when I was about 31, I never felt prettier in my skin, better in my skin, and I did have a couple relationships with a few fellas, but I found one that was a little bit younger than me, about 7 years, and he was my booty call, and we did this for about year 2 years, and it became love, and we've been together for 13 years, married for 10, we have two wonderful boys, and I wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world.
What if he cheated on you?
You know what? There has been problems, and we work through them because marriage is work.
Has he cheated on you?
No, he has not. There has been a couple things, some questionable behaviors because he is younger. But
so is that just an automatic excuse? Is that note from mom and dad right there? Because he's younger, you're going to give him more leeway, and because aspect.
Questionable behavior because he was younger.
But do you give him more leeway because he is younger?
Absolutely not. I act like an idiot sometimes, too, and that's no excuse for my behavior. But the point of the matter is I am not perfect. I came damaged. He became damaged, and we have worked to forge a beautiful, beautiful relationship. We have friends that come to us looking for marital advice, and we crack up like, are they kidding? Like, really, they want to know we have to offer, and they're like, yeah, you guys make it work.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a wrong way or a right way out there to do these things, but you're taught, and society is taught, and parents have taught, and we see these TV programs, and we see all this stuff. And as you go through this life, I'm now 45, you hear things like this from Sharon, saying that she respects him more and he's a better man. Mm-hmm. You see the TV shows, the content, the perception, people's outlook has changed. So I just wonder, why is it that women stay? Is it not a thing anymore to be monogamous?
You know what?
Is it lightly taken?
It's not about women. Men stay too. Women are just as rotten as men can be.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if everyone gave up on everyone out there, Lord have mercy, we'd be in a worse cesspool than we are.
Well, here on that, I guess. We'd all be single.
I want you to take into account which one of us has been out talking with more women lately.
Really?
And I will tell you that what she just said is 100% true.
What do you mean, about all people damaged?
Yeah, no, about women being just as deviant and doing these
things. Oh, scoundrel as guys.
And I'm going to share something else with you, and I don't know what it is, because I love women more than anything in the world.
You don't love them more than I do.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm here to tell you definitively, you can't love a woman half as much as I do.
I love
women.
Wonderful creations, but deviant and devious and able to do things that you would be like, you've got to be, really, why?
You're a chick.
Why did you, and I've even said, why? Why would you have done that? And like, it full on blows me back. I'm having cocktails and wondering, and they will admit it and say it with and I am so blown back by it.
This is something else we've learned as we get older, we go through this life thing. All the women out there, they're not like June Cleaver.
No, they are not.
They're not like Lucy.
No.
All these images that we had shoved, they're not like, what's her name? Huxtable. What was her name on The Cosby Show? All these women that we grew up kind of respecting or thinking, that's what mom and that's what wife does. That image gets crushed as you get older and you start to hear these stories and you start to see women and you start to realize, wow, I guess women are as, if not more rotten than us.
Stronger. They're definitely stronger.
Yeah.
They could do that deviant stuff, and they could do it with a smirk and a smile that scares you.
Oh.
You're like, whoa. Huh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What happened from the time I started dating till 13 years down the road from it? What am I getting my toes in the water with here now? Like, it's frightening, dude.
766-9370, a term you don't often hear. That right there is an ex-husband scorn. That's what that is. That's a man scorn. Right there, what you just said.
No, not really. Because I invite them back into my life again. But what I'm telling you is, they don't have any repercussions about not being honest. Like, they will tell you
how dirty and vulgar they are.
And they don't care.
I like it.
It's somewhat stimulating and somewhat frightening. All it's wrapped into one. It's like a sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a salty sweet.
Yeah.
Adriana, welcome.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hey, happy hump day. So I just wanted to say, I think a lot of times when men cheat, we kind of blame ourselves and we try to figure out, you know, what it is that we did in the relationship.
Were you cheated on?
To make them do that. I believe I was, yeah. I kind of left him because I knew he was talking to other people. And as soon as I did that, he ran off.
So, see, and I almost hate talking about this because it does give people, you know, deviant people, I don't care if it's guy or girl, it kind of gives you ammo and it gives you something else to think about. But you brought up another interesting point. The women, and probably guys too, but you're a woman on the phone, you start blaming yourself. When the other person leaves, you look in the mirror and think, oh, what's wrong with me? So instead of correcting the bad person that did that to you, you think it's on you.
Right. And then you take them back as like punishment to, you know, to yourself kind of subconsciously. But I think sometimes it is our fault, you know, like we.
Yeah. And take a breath, Adriana. Yeah.
You know what? That was real. That was real Adriana right there. And I like that.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day, you guys.
All right, caller number 9 coming up. We'll give you bars of soap. Wash those mouths out. My goodness. Peggy, welcome.
Yes, I did with that. So what she said about, look, I was married for 30 years and left because of that. I was cheated on and was basically it was my fault that they did it. And if I was a better person, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, I am a firm believer in STDs, and that scared me more than anything else, and left the marriage. Because if you weren't concerned about cheating, you weren't concerned about protecting yourself or me, or the kids.
Okay, well, the other point, if you're that reckless, what are you, let's say you can get past the cheating aspect of it, What about the other contamination you might bring inside the home?
Well, you got to hope if you're in a relationship with someone who's a serious boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife and you're going to cheat, you at least have the courtesy to wear a condom.
To be responsible.
Yes.
Yeah. Could Ozzy even put one on?
I don't think he... I don't understand how he takes his pants off.
I know.
Any of the whole process blows me away.
We'll give you a chance to lick us away coming up after Journey. Hold on. It's 93.7 The River.